This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
The health system in Gaza is collapsing.
That is Tamara Al-Furiyah with the United Nations.
Especially Ashifa Hospital. Ashifa is an iconic hospital in Gaza. It is always the hospital that continues to function across the wars.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees also warned Monday its operations in Gaza would shut down within 2 days due to the same fuel shortages that shut down the hospitals as fighting rages between Israel and Hamas. Hamas is a designated U.S. terrorist group. More on this from VOA's Gary Butterworth in Jerusalem.
The Director General of the World Health Organization says Gaza's largest hospital is no longer functioning. This as Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas is blocking safe evacuation of patients from Gaza hospitals, where deaths are being reported as generators run out of fuel. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The world has gathered in Kenya on Monday for the third round of a global treaty discussion to address plastic pollution. Alex Kubasu is program coordinator for the Circular Economy Worldwide Fund for Nature.
Can you imagine a country like Kenya, which is in the category of low medium income country, has to spend $150 to $200 to manage 1 kilo of plastic compared to a developed wealthy country that will only need to spend $19 to manage that kilo of plastic? And most importantly, Kenya is not even on the table in terms of design and in terms of limiting the production of this plastic.
He's hoping for a globally legally binding treaty like the Paris Climate Accords. This is VOA News. A new start for Polish politics. Poland's new parliament meets Monday for the first time with both the ruling populists and the pro-European opposition bidding to form the next government. The ruling Law and Justice Party won the largest number of seats in October's elections, but short of a majority. Even so, they do get the first shot at forming the new government, but numerically doesn't have a chance to do that. Three pro-EU parties, led by former Prime Minister and European Council President Donald Tusk, won enough to form the majority and are gearing up to take power. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has emphasized the United States' commitment to its allies in Asia and the Indo-Pacific region during a news conference with South Korea's defense minister, as we hear in this report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Our deterrence commitment to the ROK remains ironclad. That includes the full range of our nuclear, conventional, and missile defense capabilities. And today, during the security consultative meeting, Minister Shin and I discussed shared opportunities to strengthen the alliance even further.
Austin says he and his South Korean counterpart had discussed continued destabilizing actions by the DPRK that threatens the regional security environment, as well as Russian activities that undermine the rules-based international order. Austin added the recent U.S. military buildup in the Middle East in response to the latest Israel-Hamas war will not compromise its strength in the Indo-Pacific region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
900 earthquakes hit southern Iceland on Monday, authorities said, adding to the tens of thousands of tremors that have rattled the region in recent weeks as the country braces for what could become a significant volcanic eruption. Almost 4,000 people were evacuated over the weekend as authorities feared that molten rock would rise to the surface and potentially hit a coastal town and a geothermal power station. Long-haul carrier Emirates opened the Dubai Air Show with a $52 billion purchase of Boeing aircraft, showing how the aviation industry has bounced back after the groundings from the coronavirus pandemic. You can read more about this on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.